Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about laughing in a coffee shop, provoking paranormal activity, and bringing your boyfriend to your former mother-in-law's funeral.
What?
I'm Jennifer Chi, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Guys, Nick is not with us this week. He is the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
And he is very busy right now.
He's putting very all busy.
He's hiding
very
eggs.
Catholic.
Yeah. He's doing this, the sign of the cross in the Easter Bunny costume.
Yep.
He's painting little crosses and all the eggs.
Yep.
And an empty tomb.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it should be the empty tomb.
He's running around in a big costume, grave robbing. He says it's not stealing because he puts eggs there, but I'll never rat him out or say that he's doing it in the New Tampa, Dunedin area of Florida.
Very specific.
I don't even know if they're next to each other, but New Tampa is like the worst place in the world.
Wait, there's a New Tampa for real?
I don't know if it's
Where is it?
Like North Tampa.
Neo Tampa?
I don't know if it's like real, or it's just like... So can we... Let's get it on the table.
Yeah.
Let's get it on the table. We agreed to a couple things.
Okay.
It's interesting how many grocery store chains we have.
Just in general?
In general.
Yeah, no, 100% agree.
It's the only thing...
I love talking about
it. It's the only thing we have anymore, right?
Okay. Everything else is like political and stressful. But being like, wait, you have a grocery store chain called Schnucks?
Well, that's fucked up.
That's great.
That's great. Wow. We're real tapestry, real tableau.
Yeah.
And the second thing, which I didn't forget what I'm talking about, grocery stores. Fuck, help me. What was I saying?
We were talking about Easter eggs.
Yes.
And Nick.
New Tampa. Okay. We all agree it's cool how many grocery stores we have. Let's never break that down, unless there's something negative about it, in which case, let's ignore it.
Yeah.
Two, the other interesting thing is, did I just forget it again?
I think you did.
No, I remember now. Is how confusing my brain don't work. I got a sunburn, so all my energy is going to that.
My brain doesn't work either.
Yeah, my bad.
We were talking about this before. I can't interrupt you because you might forget.
No, I have it locked in.
Okay,
I'll never forget.
Tell us.
I'm kidding. Is how confusing it is. What's a city? What's a town? What's a district?
Oh, I don't.
What's colloquial?
Man, I don't like fucking, a village,
like. Oh, I live in Brooklyn. No, you live in New York City, you stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's a borough.
It's a borough. What is a borough even?
We have town around us that's called... It's like, well, I don't know. There's Parenton, which is like kind of two towns.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Pittsford is part of it. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Guys, it's too confusing.
So, and we lived in Brighton, which is like... A town, right?
But it's also part of Boston.
But if you send us a letter to our address, Boston, it would get to us. If you send us a letter, our address, Brighton, it would get to us. Then we move to Malden, which is for sure a different city.
It's its own. It has its own mayor.
But it's on the – oh, okay. There we go. Preach on that.
I do feel like them having their own mayor is something, but I don't think – the cities don't have a mayor.
So,
do they? Guys, now I'm confused.
Cities have mayors. Cities absolutely have mayors.
No, cities have mayors.
Oh, I meant town.
States have
– Governor.
I bet some towns have mayors.
States have governors.
States have
the
governors.
Town mayor. That feels like a thing people say.
Just like, I gotta test. Let me test this out.
The mayor of
Wisconsin. Nope, that's bad.
Okay, but like honestly, like the vibes of it is pretty much how I do any like editing and writing and grammar.
That's true.
I'm like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
But what's a comptroller? Can we answer that question? Well,
I used to know that.
I don't know. And
I think it's like accounting based.
I feel like a comptroller and an actuary are both things that I will never know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you straight up tell me, I'm going to become like the Westworld robots and be like,
no,
that doesn't mean anything to me. But
you know, where I was from, the way I was so confused about all this stuff was kind of the same, but the opposite of the mayor thing, which is libraries. There was like the Seminole Library, there was the St. Petersburg Library, but the whole stuff was St. Petersburg.
Mm.
So it's like Kansas City was either a sub. So back in the day, they're probably just different towns, right?
Yeah, and then they just got like absorbed into it.
So maybe it's less of a like, we love it, and more like it's so fucking confusing that everything just kind of got absorbed by big stuff and then big government. Like, oh, Kansas City, are you really going to have a fire department? No, idiot.
You're not. You're going to have a central one.
And then you've got like the tri-state area. And yeah. I mean, anytime three states get near each other, suddenly there's a tri-state area.
There's like tri-cities, there's tri-state, there's, you know.
Okay, can I also just say when people are like, the Bay Area? Like
Bay Area?
Okay, there's lots of bays.
I'm sorry, like, I know that you think you're awesome and that everyone knows exactly which bay, but there are many bays in the world. Okay. You're not special.
You know, it's a fun thing growing up, like, around New York and New Jersey, and I'm sure everyone always does this everywhere, but, like, call it the city.
The city, exactly.
When we're talking about New York City.
That is good, though. I will say that is good because if you live anywhere, you have the city.
We're going into the city.
Right. And that just might be like Minneapolis or something like that. Or
me New going Tampa. To Winston-Salem.
Yeah, exactly.
In North Carolina. We're going into the city mall is.
So
they got freaking Orange Julius there. It's
so all that to say is I do not know what New Tampa is.
It sounds fucked up, in my opinion. Especially because little spoiler alert for everyone, we're about to start season two of Tribulation Farce.
Let's go.
So I was reading Tribulation Force, the book, and they were talking about New Babylon. And all I'm saying is New Tampa sounds like a New Babylon to me.
It is, but negative, but the opposite. Because if you know anything about, like, the housing crisis, subprime lending, all that shit.
Yeah, I've seen the episode of It's Always Sunny about it.
So. Yeah, so, like, if you just drive through Florida, you'll just see, or this has been, like, 10 years ago, you would just see, like, swaths of, like, empty raccoon-filled buildings that all look exactly the same.
We love it.
Or worse, like, 5 fully completed ones and 100 not completed ones. I'm like, do you want to be neighbors to bears and coyotes? Well, here you go. So
that does sound kind of cool.
I feel like that is pretty cool. I feel like New Tampa is just that. It's like, this used to be shitty ass scrubland, but we paved it over, put a fucking Vision Works and Tex-Mex place.
Yeah.
And 95 of the world's worst houses.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks, there's a Chipotle, there's a Target. No, Target's too fancy.
For some reason, there's a Mellow Mushroom that gets through.
People do love the Mellow Mushroom. It's around.
Can I bring up something just wildly, wildly, wildly off topic?
Absolutely.
Let's go. Yeah.
Previous weekend, we all, not including Nick. I think
all of us are on this call.
That's probably why Nick's not here.
He's probably mad. Pissed about it.
Yeah. We were all in St. Louis.
That's right.
And
Michael's in our house.
Yeah, and I got to share a room with Mike Bachman.
Yeah,
and gang. He also doesn't like it when people talk about the smell of his lunch. I just felt great vindication. And like,
he also doesn't like koozies.
Yeah, Michael, what's your opinion? You like, you'll allow koozies, right?
I love koozies.
Okay, all right.
I will never go out of my way to use a koozie.
Yeah, but you also don't drink as much as you used to.
No, I don't. It hurts my tummy and my head. But yeah, so
I love Mike Bachman, but
sometimes he will stir a pot, I think.
He will stir a pot. And I'm not talking behind his back because he's legally guested on the show before, so therefore I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, that's the law. That's the law of podcasting.
But, you know, sometimes my man has weird opinions. I'm not saying that we don't. I mean, I don't. I don't.
No, flawless.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. But you too, I'm sure do.
No, I know some of my opinions are out there for folks. Yesterday, I don't even know if you heard me, Tim, but we were at the farmer's market and someone was riding the skateboard and being loud as hell. And I was like,
No, I heard the skateboard and before you even said anything, I started giggling. And then
it was so loud.
And then you made a noise. I giggled even more and nodded sagely.
Was the drum thing a Dear Internet thing?
The drum circle?
Your hate for drummers.
Oh, no.
General disdain.
That was okay. No, that
people who
while
who
you guys
drum.
Were here, we just ended up talking about it.
Oh my god!
Okay. Yeah, well,
Jennifer. Oh yeah, we were. I was looking because it's my character is based off the guy from Whiplash.
For a thing.
Why? Yeah. This one caught me, even caught me off guard, Michael.
Being farther away from it, I have no changes to my opinion.
Okay.
No change? You haven't softened that one at all?
Okay, guys, I'm going to tell, if you're a drummer, maybe you don't want to hear this from me. I don't know.
I guarantee you there are drummers listening.
Listen, I'm just saying I don't care about a drum solo. I don't get it. You're just whacking stuff. I don't need to hear
she
that.
She literally said... She literally said that drums aren't music and aren't like instruments practically, and that
they're an instrument for primates to hit.
Yeah.
A monkey can play a drum. Stuff. A monkey can't play a piano.
What?
One time, Jennifer was made to watch Stomp, and she was
like,
just,
"No,
Stomp is okay though, because they're doing
forever.
Other stuff." I think I specifically am just I don't want to hear a drum solo from one person. That's boring. Unless you're like also doing like a magic trick or like something else. Mm. Like if he's like singing too, or like
you're just not impressed by drumming.
I'm just
no. That's what I'm saying.
It just sounds like
doesn't.
It just sounds like a racket.
It sounds like a racket.
I'm sorry. What's the difference between a drum solo and the way the garbage truck sounds when it comes to picking
up
trash?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get in trouble now. But,
no, I mean,
it's only if you yell at me, my opinion will only become more entrenched.
I mean, I think you almost...
Drums are important to music because they're, like, to keep the time. They're not meant to be listened to by themselves.
Okay, so that's... You did not say that line when you were going off on
Sunday, I don't mind drums existing in a song. I'm just saying a drum by itself is pointless to me. What are you in the Revolutionary War? Get a five, bitch.
All right, Yankee Doodle, fuck.
Exactly. Yankee Doodle.
Get a five, bitch. Okay. So
how many drummers does BTS have? Zero.
They did drum some in
On,
but that was they were performing and doing other stuff.
And also, right.
I love a drum line. Drum line's cool.
Wait, what?
Like a band, like doing they're doing like formations, they're doing stuff, and that's cool.
All right, sorry to the questions. We have to only focus on the
Okay, can I explain further why?
All right, what if there's no visual component?
It's just a drum?
And you hear a drum line. Are you into it, or does it have to you have to be viewing it?
I mean, I'm looking for the drum line. I want to see him. Otherwise,
all right,
but
what if
I'm
you
not
can't
interested.
See him?
Then I'm not interested. And I will say that this, I believe, started because when I was in high school, I was in the show choir, and we were doing some dumb thing where everyone had to, like, do a solo performance, whatever. And this one dude did a drum solo for, like, so long, and I'm like, I hate this so much. This
guy literally ruined drums for you for your
life.
This guy
was really a character because he also was, like, intentionally growing out his nails as long as possible help his guitar playing. But, they were, like,
no, that's
sharp.
A weird
he
thing.
Also was making them sharp like a werewolf.
What?
And he did a drum solo, so I think you can understand where my hatred came from.
All I'm saying is it's so nice not to be the one getting yelled at and entrenched and things of that nature.
I will never change my mind.
You're fucking crazy.
You
need to listen to more Blink-182.
Tim, listen. I'm going to make you playlist this 8-hour straight drum solo and see how you feel about that.
Hey, I think there's a middle between.
I would come in here and you would be laying dead on the ground if you had to listen to drums for 8 hours straight.
I could listen to Travis Blink-182 for a while.
Hey, what am I? I'm a drummer. Wow. Okay, if you're a drummer, I really am not trying to hate on you. I just don't want to only listen to your drums. That's
well, the ridiculous thing was because we were literally watching clips from the hit movie Whiplash.
And I legitimately I think the concept of Whiplash
is
fairly interesting. But, like, honestly, one of the big reasons I haven't watched it is, like, I don't want to hear all that drumming the whole time.
I don't respect this.
I just don't get it. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's just, you're just... As I said, you're just making a racket.
I
don't get it.
I bequeath the Tim Lanning honorary conversation shovel to help you dig yourself out of this conversation pit.
I like it down here.
It's so great.
I'm going to cover myself in dirt and stay down here.
The version of, like, you can't dig yourself out of a pit response with a shovel is instead, yeah, I'm going to bury myself in this.
Yeah, I like it in here.
I like it in here. Entrench myself.
No, you can put the shovel into the ground and use it to launch yourself out of a hole. Idiot.
Idiot. I would simply javelin throw the shovel at the wall and then blowing jump off of it. Yeah, like a Sonic character. Can I read the first question?
Yeah,
before?
But can I also just quickly say before that I feel like me getting out my hatred about drums actually did wake me up a lot. I was feeling very sleepy before we started recording.
This does happen.
And I feel
the
better
blood
now.
Flowing.
I did. I do sometimes feel like that. It's like, I got to go on Twitter and like look at the thing that makes me mad. And I'm like, okay, I'm focused now.
Jennifer's like Googles the word drum.
I'm just looking at drums and just vibrating.
That little drummer boy, like, you little bitch.
Oh my God. For real. Okay. You think baby Jesus is like, oh hell yeah, this dude's playing drums for me.
Yes. Babies like drums more than anything.
No,
shut the fuck up.
They're gonna cry. He's like, this is loud. I don't like it.
Oh my God. Would I be the asshole if I told this girl to tone down her very loud laugh at the coffee shop where I work from? From the frying pan to the fire,
This one, I have opinions on that I know are probably wrong. So I'll just say that right over
I'm
right.
excited. I don't want to sound like the kind of person that hates it when others are laughing and expressing their genuine happiness. Jennifer's doing the baby goat meme where she's like, you know, pursing her lips and turning away stubbornly. I'm a freelancer by nature, and I usually work at the same coffee shop that's in close proximity to my house. 2 or 3 days ago, a group of three friends, strangers, the comma and parentheses.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I like it. I love grammar and less like following the rules, but more the way we choose to think to follow the rules because of how it affects readability and the spoken nature of it. And I find some grammar rules around commas, parentheses, dashes, things like that to be a fool's errand for fools.
Totally.
But this type I like. Because when you read it as a podcaster, 2 or 3 days ago, a group of three friends, strangers, like he added that for us.
So he don't. I don't know these people.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the tone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Because, never mind. three French strangers started coming to this place. So far, so good. Now, the commas are helping the readability for the listener.
Yeah,
you know?
That's so true.
Now, I could tell that they are always cracking jokes because they're always laughing and having a good time. And I admire that.
Upfront caveats here.
I just want to say, I think it's good when people have friends and when people have mirth.
Don't yell at me.
However, there's this one particular girl in the group of the three. One guy and two girls. Parentheses are whispered. Comma is an aside. We can all agree to that.
Okay.
Who just doesn't have any sort of volume control over her laugh. I feel embarrassed to say this, but her laugh is so loud that it penetrates my eardrums even through my 100% volume, noise cancellation, headphones. Not 100% then.
Well, yeah, some people's voices are piercing.
Take that, Steve Jobs. Just 15 minutes ago. I was sitting on the other side of the coffee shop, big space, and I thought someone started shouting when I got up to go to the toilet. I look at the same group of friends having a good time, but that one girl's laugh has now progressed to a level of volume higher than any other thing in the environment, even the music. I mean, borderline plain shouting, ha 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 ha, with no control over the tone or volume. And no, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. Now, I know a lot of people here might say that I am just a miserable prick, but that isn't the case. Her laugh isn't annoying. Huh. It's just plain shouting, and no one seems to bother about this besides me. So maybe it's my problem. That's why I'm asking. Any advice if I would be the asshole if I asked the waiter, or any approach advice directly to the girl about this, because I really like the coffee shop for remote work, but the noise is just too much. Let's get into it.
I think this is a genuinely really hard one.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this should be on the forum for can I be an asshole? Because I would like to be.
That's
a good
am I
point.
Allowed to be an asshole?
May I get a dispensation to be an asshole in this situation?
Yeah, I feel like there has been rulings of that in the comments, like this is the asshole move, but yeah,
you're valid to do it.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but
I think it's really interesting that he like clarified that the laugh is not annoying.
I thought that was interesting
loud.
Too
because like
so
we
laugh.
I for a fact I think that we all three know of, you know, a person with a laugh that's annoying, like
yep
that
we might be even thinking of some of the cool.
Yep. When I read the title of this, I was like, oh, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah. some people are cursed with an annoying laugh, and that sucks for them.
Yes.
And that's a whole different thing than just being straight up loud.
Yeah.
I think you're more valid to be like, yo, can you take it down a notch? Than just to be like, hey, your natural laugh is horrible.
That is true.
You need to stop.
That is true. You know, I think we've talked about it before, but it's the same vague category of like loud sneezers.
Oh my God. Where yeah. Yes. Like, really?
We pity you, but we do not respect you. You know, like, it sucks. Cause I am of the opinion that with enough wrangling and pain and discipline, you can change almost anything, right?
So I think that's – yeah. I think that's true in a lot of cases.
It's obviously harder when it's like an automatic response, like a sneeze.
That's tough.
And a laugh and things like that. But
I feel like those people are leaning into the sneeze, though.
Oh, yeah, like you obviously like it. You like screaming when you sneeze.
Oh, shit, it feels great.
Yeah, yeah, it feels good. I do it sometimes when I'm alone.
I'm a loud laugher when it comes to certain things, for sure. But that's not my default, right? But it's probably true for everybody.
It's weird to do it in a coffee shop, though, right?
Huh?
Like, weird to just be like,
yes,
not control, like calibrating your volume.
No, like,
there's somebody sitting on a laptop in there, you know?
You need to,
it's like, clearly people are working here.
Yeah.
I feel like that's understood.
And coffee shops are like, you know, akin to a library. Obviously not the same thing at all, but the modern, maybe not even modern, but the vibe is like, hey man, don't be annoying, which is very – I think it is rude to laugh that loud, automatic or not. So
– but how do you – there's no way to ask someone to stop laughing so loud without coming across like the most miserable prick on the planet.
I think unfortunately, and this is a tough rope to kind of cross, is you do kind of got to tattle, right? Because I think the –
yeah, make the waiter deal with
I
it.
Think that yeah,
they're eating all the fully loaded nachos in the coffee shop.
I think it's a little different, right? Because it is the it is their spot, which obviously again we don't necessarily want to make service workers have to jump
right,
on tubes, like, yada yada yada. But like at the movie theater, it's their job versus yours.
That's very true to movie theater.
So in this instance, I think it would be received much better. And the other good thing is you don't have the coffee shop tours don't have to be like, hey, shut the fuck up. Your laugh is horrid. Stop. Then he's like, hey, can you guys keep it down?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The implication here, too, is that they're cutting up a lot.
Exactly. But it's mostly like – in the general cutting up is not even the problem. It's just this one girl's
right, but like
yeah, you definitely don't need to be like – hey, you specifically with exactly. The bad laugh.
Shut up.
It's like at work when you'd get an email. It's like, just to remind everyone, don't do this incredibly specific thing that Jeremy did.
not saying any names.
Not saying any names, but we all know.
Parentheses.
Jeremy. You know, hey, what are you going to do? And I think sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, you know what, fuck it, we're a podcast, all the time. People with like loud things like this, they're doing it for attention, thank you.
Wow, now
look how happy I am.
Wow, good for you, you're laughing with your friends.
That being said, the less intense take is I think partially the evolutionary purpose of a lot of these things are to do that, you know? Spread mirth.
Mm.
We yawn to signify that it's time to go
it's
to sleep
for
the time.
Time to go to bed.
That's why it's freaking contagious, right?
Is that true?
Sex moans is like ringing the dinner bell. This is true. This is true. Allegedly.
Wait, what?
Allegedly.
Wait. Oh, to make everyone come to join?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Allegedly. Michael, your face right now. Allegedly.
Ding, 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 ding. Come and get it.
Allegedly. Yield society, you know, maybe Paleolithic or whatever you would say for like post-Neanderthal or whatever. Probably not Paleolithic, but early
like
man.
Jurassic, probably.
Jurassic, yeah, Jurassic.
When there were Cro-Magnon mans.
Exactly.
Around.
The evolutionary purpose of a lot of sex things is, allegedly, and you know, did I hear this on the Joe Rogan podcast 12 years ago? Yes, but you, or maybe.
Yeah, I would say, I would be very skeptical. Like, evolutionary.
Well, he wasn't that crazy back then. Well, he probably was.
But you weren't as far left back then, so.
That's true, but I wasn't like.
I know. Yeah. I give big side eye to like evolutionary psychology. Like a lot of times they just make that shit up.
They do make that shit up. And, okay, so yeah, basically.
I mean, evolution in general. I mean, if
you I know.
It's not real.
It's not observable, Michael. So it's not science, right?
Yeah, obviously right? The Earth is 6,000 years old. So,
the baguettes.
Yeah. This is Easter. This is the Lord's holiday.
That's true.
He came out of his little cave.
We shouldn't be blasphemous on a high holiday.
Where
but
did he go, though? Because like, no one ever talks about like the day after Easter, right? Like,
yes, they do.
He went out teaching for 40 more days, Michael.
He went to, and then they just, well, then after that, what did he do?
He got sucked up to heaven.
Did he fly on like a broom, or was there a magical stairway, or what?
So, and you know.
Oh my God, Michael's a Catholic.
Michael's a Catholic. This is exactly what we're talking about. This is not Michael's fault. This is Catholicism's fault.
Yeah.
He hung out and then he flew away.
Obviously, come on.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Literally flew away.
He got sucked up to heaven, my God.
I don't think we would call it flying, but
he ascended to heaven.
He ascended, yeah.
Body and everything.
Body and everything.
What happened to Poochie?
Yes. Yes. No, literally. That's a good way to describe it. Anyways, the penis is shaped the way it is so that
to suck it out.
Yeah, because the idea is this: we are ancient society. We're talking way back, was communal, and everyone fucked each other, and the moaning was basically being like, "Oh yeah, what's up? Let's go.
Hey, it's orgy time.
It's orgy time." And then,
are we fucking? Okay.
Theoretically, the male suitors would line up or whatever, allegedly, and they would all go at it, and then that way. It created a more tight-knit society, like, and
we don't know whose baby this is. We're taking care of this
and
baby.
It's arguable that since no one knew who anyone's babies was, that was a huge evolutionary advantage for us, as opposed to like killing all the babies you don't know who it is, right? So theoretically, that's why your pee-pee has the little knobby to pull out the create a suction to pull out your the weak men's comes, and then yours gets deeper, allegedly. But I believe it because it's interesting.
I gotta say, did not think we'd be talking so much about plunging sperm on this question about laughing in a coffee shop.
Well, I think, again, it's a what is the purpose of laughing? It's weird, right?
It feels good.
It feels good. It's a social thing.
It's to let your friend know. I like what you said.
Yes, we are.
I like.
We are in a society where we are brothers, and we're not going to go to war.
We all laugh, right? Like
everybody laughs.
Like society didn't like invent that. That's just a thing that literally everybody does, no matter what. No, but I mean, like all people,
hyenas
across the world.
I think that animals, some animals do laugh though.
Yeah, because I don't think hyenas are actually laughing. Can we go on to end that on the record?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. That feels
that's like when the monkeys are smiling. You're like, oh, it's so cute. But it's like, that means they're going to kill you.
Yeah, like, no, that's their threat.
Yeah.
Like, they're about to bite you.
Actually, a monkey laughing and slapping its legs means it's an incredible distress. Thank you. It does seem like chimpanzees and shit do laugh. I will say that.
And I feel like, for instance, like, I bet elephants have jokes with each other. They're very smart, and they have, like,
I think I've actually seen
memories.
They do.
Like, yeah, I think that, like, animals will play tricks on each other and, like, be funny.
Yeah.
I think it's true. I don't know if they, like, laugh like we think of it. I mean, I honestly think.
Dolphins understand the rule of threes.
Do they?
But their memory's so good, it's probably 30.
But, like, yeah, like,
days.
Elephants, like, probably have, like, a whole different complex, like, set of, like, what's funny. And maybe, like, whales, too. Whales are smart. Dolphins? Who knows? I think dolphins laugh. I don't know. 10 animals that laugh.
I googled animals do elephants laughs, and now I'm on a shitty website. A lot of ads here,
guys.
Friends.
Every single trying to go to any website on your phone now is like literally the worst.
Isn't it crazy?
It's pretty bad.
I went to like Cosmopolitan, like looking at. I don't remember what I was looking at. I think it was like a makeup thing, and I was like, oh, top 10, blah blah blah. I'm like, I literally can't read this.
Yeah,
I can't read it at all.
Every single website. Even by huge billion-dollar corporations, just looks like some fucking dog shit gas station magazine ass gross shit.
It really
like,
does.
Hey, this girl got stung by 1,000 bees and fell off a bridge. You want to see it? Like, no, kind of, but
try
no.
This one weird trick.
I do kind of.
And it's like
kind of. But I know if I click on it, you're gonna make me go through a bunch of stuff, and I'm like,
I gotta click 37 images. I remember clicked on the one that's like, look at this jacked baby. See what it looks like now. Like, I want to see this more than anything.
I didn't
want to
see it.
How do I click on this without getting a virus? And it's like, let's see what happens.
I'm never gonna find out.
I clicked it. That was the jacked baby.
Was it good? Was it worth it?
No.
not enough payoff.
It was interesting.
Was it kind of sad?
I don't remember. Maybe a little bit, but you know, I enjoyed it. You know, he was a jacked teen.
But I guess anyway, unfortunately, we will never find out who the animals that laugh are.
I can't deal with this.
The website is too bad, and we can't look at it.
How did we allow this to happen? We should revolt.
We should.
I don't know who we do this to.
I think we need to revolt about a lot of things.
Yeah, but I think like the using the internet on your phone is like one of the biggest we have failed as a society.
Yes.
Things.
Yes.
Like obviously. The amount of like homelessness and poor, nutrition in America that is obviously the biggest thing. But still, websites being bad,
like, it used to fucking work and now it doesn't. So
what?
I could talk about this all day.
Uh-huh.
I'm obviously in a hater mood, as you all know by the way that I screamed about drumming earlier. It does make me feel – again, this is why I have to watch my Real Housewives, my garbage TV. I have to get my poison out, and I haven't done that enough this week, and that's why I'm such a hater today.
Should we, like, approach it from the opposite, meaning, like, we live in a society, she's not doing anything wrong?
I honestly – so this is the thing. As much of – I was kind of actually saying this as a preface to – as much of a hater as I am, I would never go over and tell her to be quiet. If anything, I would just leave and go somewhere else.
But you're a coward.
I don't want to – I just think – but I also think it's like – it's kind of a me problem.
Mm-hmm. But what if – but this is this person's like workspace. They've basically made it into their workspace.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not.
It's not.
But it's where they like to go to work and they do it regularly.
Right. And it's like, if the question was from Jennifer Cheek, can I run up and tackle a skateboarder or a drummer? The answer is no. But
in this
instance, I do think that like, if we kind of take the question asker at the word, if Jennifer was writing this in, we immediately just move on. Like, no, they're wrong.
Shut up. Get over it.
Where?
Put on over ear headphones on top of your earbuds.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that might work. It might work for you.
Yeah, you gotta do the little earplugs. But, they're like,
I have a lot of noise sensitivities, honestly. And truly, my life got so much better when I got in-ear, like, noise-canceling earbuds. Now, it sounds like this person already has that.
Yes.
But maybe yours aren't that good, actually. Maybe you need better ones.
But all
that I, like, honestly, truly cannot hear shit if mine is on and the noise canceling is turned on.
I like when I sit down and you take your headphone out, like, huh? What'd you say? Which is like, oh, that was just my chair.
Literally nothing.
My chair noise.
But because I see movement happening. Mm. So I'm like, he may have talked to me.
Setting down a plate. It's nothing. But, you know, it's very possible that this person is annoying. In coffee shops, it's not that – like if it was weird, right, to work in this location, then it's your fault, right? But we have decided it's like a common shop.
Like a workplace. It is. Like, lots of people go and work and study and read.
And they bring
– you know.
I think they give a lot of money. Coffee shops get a lot of money from it. Or these people just order one coffee and sit there for 9 hours.
Yeah.
Sure.
If they're doing it right, they should be –
yeah.
You know.
Anyways, all that to say is they'd be a hero if they were the one to kick the can down the road, which actually I think is the opposite way that phrase is used. If they were the one to start the process.
Yes.
Whether it's
a hero to the people who work there and not making them actually have to go be like, shut up.
Yeah, both the people working there, meaning this guy writing his screenplay and the coffee shop workers. But again, it's people are fucking crazy, which is why I never – did I shush people during It Too?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
They were being really annoying, though.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I do think, honestly, I will shush someone in a movie theater. Like, shut up.
Yeah, and, like, horror movies is a low – but they were,
well,
like –
if you're reacting, that's different. But if you're just talking –
they were just talking on their phone and shit. And it was like, I hate you. That's different. Which is why I'm glad we have Alamo Drafthouse, because you just put a fucking card up and they're like,
tell
kick them out.
The fuck up. It hasn't been an issue.
It has not been
an issue. I think people are too scared to be
like, we have a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah, I love that shit.
So that being said, like, there is a world where you can go up to a person and be like, hey man, what up? But like, much like in the most recent episode of Succession, what if the person responds in such a negative way and they like throw their hot coffee in your fucking face and then tackle you and whatever.
Because I'm trying to think of it like if I was at a table and I knew like these people gotta know they're being kind of rowdy.
Oh yeah.
At the table, right? So I feel like if you were nice about it and you were just like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, you could just lie about stuff, guys. You can just be like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm working on a deadline thing. I'm just like really trying to focus. Like, do something like that.
I'm trying to save a life here.
Yeah.
As you can see, this guy is stuck in a castle, and I have to move this metal bar without dropping lava on him.
Yeah, it's really
ruining all the gold.
His life saving. So literally.
There's no way this person hasn't been told before about their laugh, right?
If they're right, they're probably won't be surprised. Oh my God, I know. People are always telling me I'm annoying.
Yeah, and I know it's wrong for me to say that they should. Therefore, they should not be allowed to experience joy. But you know, maybe that's something we should explore. Maybe I don't know.
Tone it down at least.
Have you guys seen the thing where it's for gamers and you?
Probably, I'm a gamer.
And you put it over your mouth so that when you're gaming with your bros and you're screaming and stuff, but it keeps it inside so it's not as loud.
I agree with you. We should give annoying people Bane masks.
I think they should. I think every coffee shop should have one. And if someone's loud, it's like
you get the Bane mask.
And it's shameful.
It's shameful.
And there's like a whole like ceremony around it. Like someone brings out a big bell and rings it.
Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, super loud ass bell.
Well, they need to know. Everyone needs to know it's gonna be.
They throw some firecrackers on the ground. Like, this person laughs too loud. They get the Bane mask.
And then, the two employees come and grab their arms, and then a third one puts it over their head.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start beating them with it.
Yeah, with canes or something like that. Yeah, Do we agree that society started going down when we stopped using dunce caps? I think we all agree with that.
I mean,
okay, but I don't remember if I brought this question out of the show somewhere, either on a regular or a Patreon, but there literally is an Ask a Manager question where someone's work made people wear dunce caps. It was not a chill environment.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, but I do. Guys, we live in a fucking society, and that goes both ways, though. Because, like I said, I have noise sensitivity, so when I'm out and about, sometimes I hear things that are annoying to me, and I have to do the math in my brain and be like, is it reasonable for me to be annoyed about this? Like, listen, kids are going to scream outside. They're having fun outside. They like it. Like, if I go up to children and be like, stop screaming, like, okay, Jennifer, get over it. Like, that's where, like, I got to get over it.
As a homeowner, you know? If I can hear the mirth of children, they are violating my rights. And legally, I'm allowed to stand my ground and all that entails.
But I feel like on the other side, like, if I'm out and about in public, then I should be trying to not be annoying to everyone around me. Like the people who yesterday at the farmer's market were like, oh, I know it's very crowded in this pathway, but I'm just going to stop in the middle. I'm just gonna stop. I don't care there's a million people behind me. Hey, be aware of your surroundings and how you affect the people around you.
Yes.
Okay, pricks. Everyone. Like, but also, like,
say it.
Sometimes you just got to let it go.
Sometimes you got to let it go. But, you know, I do think a benefit of our show is when we, the hosts, take, much like Jesus Christ did, the burden of potentially being societally wrong to say things that should be perhaps societally right, meaning this person should be strapped and caned with a Bane mask.
They used to do that. They used to beat each other with canes, like, in the political realm back in the day.
Yeah, the public – we need to bring back the – three things.
Yeah.
Dunce caps.
Yeah.
Bane mask. The public square – yeah, that we just
politicians
need that,
beating each other with canes,
and then cool caning, not the bad types. Like, oh, you wore like a too short skirt.
No, I mean literally, like you have to beat a person with a cane that you own. It's like a cane.
Yeah, because we don't have any punishments anymore for things that should be punished.
Why don't we put people in the stocks anymore? I think we should do that.
I mean, where's the public humiliation?
I mean, not for like
stocks are pretty bad.
Okay, but not that part of it. I just mean truly.
Are those called pillories?
Truly just making someone, like, I think it's okay if you throw a tomato out.
Can we all agree that society went down when we stopped putting people in those hanging cages with their legs dangling down?
Yeah, and throwing tomatoes at them.
There's
cage better than cancel culture, right?
Yeah.
I think that we should be allowed to, like, if a politician fucks up, they need to be, like, in, like, displayed in public. So that we
Jennifer just put on the V for Vendetta mask as she said that.
I
think if a politician is annoying, we should be able to cane them. And I do agree that. I mean, I do agree with my friend V, the Vendetta, that the politicians aren't afraid of us. And
yeah, they should be.
Allegedly, in Minecraft, they should be. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
I just think that they would think twice if they knew that they fucked up. They'd have to, like, be in the stocks and have tomatoes thrown at them.
And much like the issue with telling a random person to shut the fuck up because they're laughing too loud, America, the people that would take advantage of it slash respond to it would be the world's worst people.
No, that's true.
So they would stand – they would castle doctrine you about their fucking coffee table and –
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you can't do shit in America because of guns. We all agree to that, right?
I think this person, you got to get over your headphones in addition to your earbuds, and that'll probably fix it.
I think you should tattle.
Tattle. Yeah. Like,
bring back tattling.
You could even just, like, kind of make a little joke to the barista. Like, you go up and, like, oh, my God, the table over there, right?
Oh, my God, I wish I could castle doctor them or put them in a Bane mask.
Because you know that, honestly,
right?
If you do that, probably the barista's going to be like, oh, my God, yeah, they're so annoying.
That is true.
And then you're going to be like... We're friends now. We hate the same people.
That's true. There's different levels of escalation. There's shithead tattling. There's good tattling, like Jennifer talked about.
You gotta be smooth with your tattling.
Exactly.
And so you don't come across as a narc.
We hate narcs.
You're commiserating with someone.
But people that we narcs are bad, but we do need people that make sure that our society functions.
Yeah, some we need people who do have the guts to be like, hey, can you tone it down a little bit?
Not snitches.
We need
No. This is like the brief moment when Jennifer and I were like, the mafia's good.
we were briefly in our watch The Sopranos. Unfortunately, we have started season 6 of The Sopranos, and I think that we can safely say the mafia is bad.
The issue is from episode 1, they're like, no, these guys suck, and not just the way you think, but in other ways too. But there was like exactly one episode of like, good for them.
Yeah, honestly, like, I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes. The justice system, am I right?
Yeah. Sometimes the justice system is just a man who works in waste management, you know?
Allegedly.
Any further thoughts on this one?
No.
This was a real spicy one right off the start.
Well, I knew it was, if you know, because it involves noise in the public.
And I picked it. So.
And what's the thing that people are like saying on the internet now? We have no third spaces or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Which
is why. And this is ruining a third space. Thank you.
By being loud in it. Mm-hmm. Wow. Michael, can you read our next question, please?
You bet.
And I will say that we've answered like kind of versions of this question in different ways, but this is specific, I think.
Hell yeah.
I'll have it. Best way to provoke paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to find out. Okay. Okay, so far context. I'm staying at a haunted hotel for 4 days, and I really want to have some activity.
I feel this. You feel like you'd lose your money, your deposit.
Yeah, like why else you stayed at a haunted hotel?
Exactly.
I have dealt with a lot of paranormal experiences before, so I know how to be safe with it, but it's been 3 years since I've had anything happen to me.
They said dealt, and dealt is inherently negative coded, but yet they want more of it.
That's a really good point, actually. I didn't think about it like
what
that.
What a martyr you are. Like, Jesus Christ, thank you.
Wow, on this day. It's Easter, by the way. I don't even think we even said that. We're recording on Easter right now.
We implied it 40 times, but I don't know if we said
it. We talked about Nick being the Easter Bunny, but we did not say it was Easter.
And we would maybe say that in, I don't know, July. So that's a good point.
Yeah, we weren't lying. So anyway.
I really enjoy interacting with the paranormal, and I feel like this is one of the only chances I'll have for a long time. There are spirits of nuns, children, and soldiers here, if that helps with any ideas.
Mm. So see what I'm saying? Like, people are often being like, how do I contact the paranormal?
Right.
But this person has come to us with, like, specific details to help us with their
How do I talk to a nun?
How do I talk to a nun? How do I talk to a kid? How do I talk to a soldier in a haunted hotel?
I just think if you go to a haunted zone, like, where your kid goes at, I think you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And I think you should get in trouble. Thank you.
I know for certain that I've talked about this on this show, but it's been quite a while. I have stayed in a hotel that had rumors of being haunted, mm-hmm. and I had horrible nightmares while I was there.
I wonder why. Is it because you knew it was
No, I didn't know it was haunted.
Oh.
I didn't know it was haunted. Oh, I had horrible nightmares and stayed in a very scary and big room. They put me in, like, a weird suite, which normally I'd be like, oh, sick, this is awesome. But it was an old, like, haunted-ass-looking hotel. And, like, the room was
well,
so big.
Okay, so you didn't know it was haunted before, but it looked like a haunted asshole.
Well, it's just old. It was an old. It was like a, you know, historic.
There was blood seeping through the wall.
There was blood.
Seeping
through the wall. Honestly, I'm going to be real. My main complaint about the room was that the bed was so far away from the TV that the remote wouldn't work.
That's
how big the room was. Like, it was big. It was a really massive. Weird. Like, I think it was, like, one of those things where it's like, well, we have, like, because it was, like, for a work, like, conference mm-hmm. thing. And I think they just were like, well, normally we would like charge more for this room, but like we just gotta like give it to someone right. for this event. and like it had like a whole seating area. Like it was huge. So at first I'm like, again, like awesome. But
We haven't rented out the Crowley suite
but
in
I
years.
Also, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think that like big open spaces are scary. I'm glad that our house is lots of small rooms. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like being in a big open space. I'm like, can't like see what's going on. Like
there might be
know.
A guy out
there. There might be a guy there.
Yeah, I've never been claustrophobic. It's really always I definitely feel more safe. Like, you know, I want a little den to like.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys want to go on a boat trip so we can see and experience the vibe of not being able to see land and we only see water?
We've done that.
And see if we go mad.
We did that. We went on a cruise in the Aegean.
I thought we always saw land.
Maybe we did.
Is that true?
Maybe we did. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. So I have stayed in a haunted hotel. It was pretty scary. I didn't like it. Because I had such terrible dreams. And like the next day, I was talking to my coworker about it. Like, oh my God, I had horrible dreams.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, wonder if it's like haunted here. And we looked it up and it was haunted.
Well,
so that's so it was not me bringing it in. And I'm not like. I mean, normally, like, it actually...
Checkmate atheists.
Okay, guys, I'm going to be real with you. I think my Adderall's kicking in now because I am talking a lot.
Let's go.
Oh, my God, now I lost my train of thought.
Well, you're talking about ghosts.
Yeah, I was because I was reading a thread yesterday where someone was talking about, like, if you're a woman and you travel alone, like, all this crazy shit, like, checking out the mirrors, make sure they're not two ways, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Like, not being on the first floor. I'm like...
Yes, what?
I've never done any of this in my life, and I've traveled alone a decent amount.
This is
a woman sounds horrible.
But you have to check
every mirror, Michael.
But I think it's pretty interesting. Like, now I'm actually very curious. Do other women do that every time? Or are there other women like me that are like, this never crossed
this
my mind.
This is fucking dumb.
I just lock my door. I mean, I put the like deadbolt thing on when I'm in the hotel room, but otherwise.
I think we all agree that TikTok should be illegal because.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me, like kind of insane.
This feels like a fucking TikTok thing. And not illegal for the reason why the government's trying to do
no,
it.
No, those are bad reasons. Mm-hmm. But all that to say is, like, I'm not a person that is inherently like, oh, I'm in a hotel room by myself. I'm so scared. Like,
got it.
I don't care. Like, I don't
So you're
care.
Saying there wasn't a
you're not a pussy is what you're
I'm not a pussy. No, because I'm usually so happy. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm in a hotel. I'm going to watch hotel TV.
I'm
going
to sleep in the middle of the bed.
I'm going to sleep in the middle of the bed and, like, be weird in here by myself. So, like, I always get, like, excited to, like, stay in a room. So I was definitely not like, oh, I'm scared in
right.
here. I was happy to be in there.
Yeah.
But the ghost assaulted my mind as I slept.
Got it. Don't bring
that's
joy
fucked
here.
Up, though.
So, well, it sounds like to answer one of the answers to this question is to kind of enter in with no expectations, right? If you enter in with a skeptic's mind, the ghost is going to be like, they want it too bad. If you enter into it with a pro ghost sense, they're like, oh, you're annoying.
You're just
one of those fanboys.
Exactly. You're a ghost chaser.
I'm not going to get a moment's peace this whole weekend because this person's going to be chasing me around.
Exactly. That's why it was much like oftentimes like cats approach people is, you know, you got to be smooth like water. Don't want it too bad. Don't want it too. Well, actually, cats are like, oh, you don't want me near you.
Could tell because I thought it was very funny that, for instance, our dear friend Nika, who is allergic to cats, the cats did like keep like walking up on her, which I thought was very funny.
It's not the best analogy.
So what you're saying is, in order to be the most likely to have ghost contact, you just need to be fucking stupid when you go in. Just be like me and be like, head empty, no thought of ghosts.
I guess I'll leave all these cups of water and cabinets open.
Yeah.
No big deal.
You basically have to tell your best friend to like set it up for you and like trick you to going into that place, right?
So you don't
know which place is haunted that you're going to. So you're constantly traveling, apparently, and then sometimes your friend sends you to a haunted place.
So you don't ever really know if this is a haunted one or not.
Yeah, you need a triple blind study for hotels. And Jennifer's good friend, her corporation, did that for her.
Yeah, they did. They did do that for me.
That's a good point.
I want to get back to the specific ghost that he's talking about being able to encounter. nuns, children, and soldiers.
The three ghosts.
We'll start with nuns.
Okay.
What would a nun be into? Like, what would a nun ghost?
A nun ghost, gang. Rosaries. That's fucked up. So they didn't. No. Here's the thing. If there's a ghost nun,
they're right pissed.
I think it's two different poles, right? They're either A, they're like so good that they wanted to stay back. Like they have no choice.
Like,
right?
I'm gonna try to lead people to Christ.
Yeah,
as a ghost.
Because ghosts don't always know they're dead.
That's true.
So they were such a good nun that they couldn't let go of the good works, or they're such a bad nun.
Yeah, bad nun. I want to watch that movie. I think that exists.
Generally, you know, they get a, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad rap, but generally I feel like people think that nuns are mean.
That's true. That,
especially it seems like if you were Catholic or went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, they'd hit you in the ruler with hit you in the knuckles with the ruler and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it does seem like nuns were kind of, they can be kind of scary.
I'm not Catholic, right. But I am afraid of nuns, the alive ones. The dead ones, I don't know. I mean, I think either A, got to play the victim, like, oh man, my fucking B-52 fell out of the sky and my butt hurts. And if only someone would put like some fucked up ointment or unguent on me. And it's World War II.
Okay, I was going to say, like, now what is a B-52?
Well, because there's also soldiers here.
Oh,
my assumption is that the nuns were trying to save the soldiers' lives.
Oh, maybe they were.
And the kids, like, I'm here too. Like, get out of here.
What are the kids doing there?
I don't know what the kids are doing there.
What's the mix here? Why is this?
Scary.
What is this place?
Child ghosts are just very scary.
Nuns, kids, soldiers, and Sammy Hagar.
What if it was a really awful nun who was training, like, children soldiers?
Oh, my God. Child soldier nun?
Yeah. I thought that was more of a Baptist thing, but that makes sense.
That's, if you have a child soldier nun, that's too dangerous. I think you might need to leave.
That is true. You don't want to summon them. It, like, many of the Reddit comments are like, don't.
don't do this.
Don't do it. Because can we be real for a second? Like, don't try to summon ghosts, because then a demon's going to come through the veil.
That is,
you.
You're going to fuck up and you're going to summon a demon.
It's going to be your problem.
Yeah. And then it's not going to be just your problem. It's going to be everyone else's problems. You're going to start.
Yeah. You opened a portal.
Yeah. It's going to be like some of the fight stages in Mortal Kombat 2. You fucked up.
Just like waves of demons.
There's going to be a rift above the Empire State Building in Chicago. And that's bad for me. And it's really bad for Stryker.
Yeah. I wonder where this haunted hotel is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing,
like,
too.
Is it in America? Because I feel like America, we can only ever get so haunted, you know? Like, because our buildings aren't that old.
We have said this, but, okay, this is definitely a self-selection bias, but because I'm American, and the media I consume is mostly American, right? But I don't know anything about European ghosts.
I mean, there's gotta be tons of them.
There's gotta
be. They're just piling the bodies up in freaking catacombs.
Well, this is why this is why I don't believe in ghosts, because Europe would have infinite ghosts. Well, it's like, okay, this is a ghost from like a pre-Germanic tribe. And he's like, what the fuck is happening here? There used to be a river. What is going on? And
but they had those here too, though, right? So we would just.
Yeah, but it was less populated. And that's why everyone's like an ancient burial ground.
Right. It's only like the Native Americans that have been here long enough to like really have a vengeful ghost situation.
And my assumption is they're chill. They're not going to be ghosts except for when white man came. So therefore, here we go.
But I think that there definitely are, because that's a whole like thing, isn't it? Like, what is the – there's a creature that's like, this is a vengeful ghost. I forget what it's called right now because my brain's
was it in the tarot?
No, I mean, kind of, but
well,
no.
Okay, let's just say that we're talking about...
Oh, I think I'm thinking of a Wendigo or a Skinwalker.
We're talking about stereotypical, like, ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, specific, like, TV ghosts, not specific cultural
spirits. Right. That is,
talking
I feel
about
like that's
sheet, two eye holes.
Sheet, two eye holes.
Yeah, your classic rattling chains.
Yes, exactly.
Carrying a candle. I think I'm mostly talking about the ghosts that haunted Scrooge right now, to be honest.
Yeah, and even though some of the old Scrooge movies, their ghosts go hard.
They're very scary.
I think all of them are very scary.
They're scary, especially those last ones, those children. No thanks. Thank you. Scary children.
Scary children.
More scary children. Maybe put out, I mean, if you really, OP.
PS5, put out a PS5.
I mean, yeah. Oh my God.
What the fuck is this?
A ghost child trying to play a PS5?
You feel a tugging on your little stocking. And it's because the soldier won't give up his turn playing PS5.
Please. The ghost child is like, do you have any games on your phone?
Ishmael won't let me play.
It is like, if you were a ghost, though, a hotel's so smart. Like, you're constantly getting like, new people blood. In there. Mm-hmm. They're always doing stuff. They're having a hotel set.
So is that why hotels are so haunted? Or is it because it's not the home, so if you die there, you're like, I don't know the fuck
I don't know where I am. I'm stuck here.
I don't have any psychic anchors here. I can't go to heaven or hell.
Yeah, like, are the ghosts, like, kind of a Monsters, Inc. kind of thing?
Where, okay, love
like,
it.
The scared energy is, like, running something in the ghost world? Like, I just, you know.
The harvest.
Like, what are they getting out of this?
Mm.
I think it's like, just, is it tangible? Doing it for the kicks?
It's probably for the kicks. But
just for the kick, yeah. Just to, like, because, like, I guess you don't really have a lot of things to look forward to when you're a ghost. So you probably just become a hater.
Yeah, but haven't we said that you can't choose to be a ghost?
Because
if we did, so many perverts would do it.
Oh, that's – yeah, if you could choose to be a ghost, people would be like, I'm haunted the girl's shower.
Yeah, I'm going to, I don't know, bring this Ouija board and K-word myself at this –
I'm on the beach where all the bees are.
100% of ghosts are perverts, I think, is what has just happened in my head.
That is true.
Even if they're a child or an
Oh, a child's biggest pervert.
Child, nun, soldier, huge pervs.
All three. The perfect three Venn diagram pie of perverts. We said it here first, folks.
I think they're going to find you, Betty. There's a lot of – it seems like there's a lot of ghosts here, so I don't think you need to worry about it.
Well, I think they want too bad. They're not going to find you. Sorry, bud.
Why? You don't think it's going to happen?
No. They're posting on Reddit. Well, wow. They've already dealt with ghosts. They have a bad attitude. Sorry.
Well, I hope they do find the ghosts.
They haven't landed any ghost tail in 3 years.
Yeah, they're desperate. They need it.
They deleted the question, and their Reddit account is also deleted.
And everyone's like, don't do it. So they probably died trying to
– They probably – Yeah.
They got taken by ghosts.
Like, well, I don't need to hear your freaking advice. I'm going to do it anyways. And they died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Well,
to them.
Well, buddy, I hope you're not dead. But if you are, maybe you can be a ghost now.
Yeah.
In the hotel.
No, you'd want it too bad. You won't be a ghost. Take that.
Guys, can I read our last question?
It's highly irregular, but
for
okay.
Today, since Nicholas is not here, am I the asshole for bringing my boyfriend to my former mother-in-law's funeral? Now, let me just say, first of all, the acronym that is used in this is FMIL, which is usually meant to be future mother-in-law. So when I saw the title for this, I was like, whoa, what? Bringing my boyfriend to my future mother-in-law's funeral?
Would it be weird if I brought my boyfriend to his mom's funeral?
No, like, I took it to mean, like, my boyfriend to my husband's mom's funeral, or my fiance's mom's funeral. Like, she has a boyfriend and a fiance.
Queen.
But it's actually former mother-in-law.
Well, back in ancient society, this would be normal.
Yeah, totally.
This person clarifies that this is a throwaway, obviously. To give some backstory, my ex, 33 male, and I, 32 female, were together almost 11 years before we divorced, just over 2 years ago. So they got married young then. They were together for 11 years. They got divorced 2 years ago, and they were like 20 when they got together. While it was an amicable divorce, I think it was hard on both of us. My current boyfriend and I started dating around 6 months after I divorced and have been going steady ever since. Now to my former mother-in-law. She was a wonderful person. She always treated me kindly and we got along well. After my ex and I split, there wasn't any contact, but I don't fault her for focusing on her son rather than me. Just something that happens when families split. Yeah. That is usually how.
But you didn't need to put that in there.
Unfortunately, she passed away due to some ongoing health issues recently. While I hadn't spoken to her in quite some time, it really affected me, and I'd be lying if I say I didn't cry. She was in my life for 11 years, and she's someone I will never forget. Her funeral was slated in my ex's hometown, and myself and my family cleared it with ex's family that we would be okay to attend. I was nervous about attending and knew I was going to be a mess of emotions at the funeral. So I asked my boyfriend if he would attend to help support me, and he said he would. The day of the funeral arrived, and while I wasn't expecting anyone to be crazy nice, the response I got was a bit more mean. As soon as I arrived with my boyfriend, we got some glares from both my ex's family, and some of my former friends that still keep in contact with my ex. There's so many clues here that are being dropped, guys. So many
former
clues.
Friends.
Exactly. We were in the main room waiting to go into the servers with my family when a friend of my ex came over and bluntly told me that my boyfriend was not welcome and he needed to leave.
Jesus.
I was taken aback by this, but honestly, I didn't want to take away from the funeral and cause a scene. We left and the rest of my family stayed. I got a text later that night from another former friend telling me it was extremely rude to bring my boyfriend to the funeral. I didn't respond, but I guess I thought that after almost 2 years of being separated, it wouldn't be such a big deal. Am I the asshole?
Mamma mia.
This is wild.
Can I just say yet again, fuck these third parties to this that text people to be like, you fucked up. Like, they are always starting drama, and it's always this, like, I was a part of thing with me, person A was in a thing with person B.
Yeah.
Person C and or F texted me saying that was fucked up. I'm like, shut up, Alice.
But I don't know, though, because okay, so let me give a little more context as I went digging in this.
Spicy. Well, should we spout off with before we know any context?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Please to me, do. This, as an coming from an incredibly divorced family, this is not weird. Mm. She went through the right steps and freaking cleared it. They're fucking married for 11 years. And if we take her at her word that it was amicable, it makes total – everything here makes 1,000% sense.
Yeah, from her – from what she's portrayed right here. It does.
I mean, if – if they have a relationship at all, like, is there any relationship at all between, you know, the boyfriend and the ex-husband? I mean, like, are they, like, how did it go down? Did she meet him? I mean, what are they?
Right.
Kind of just the context of the relationship does probably matter.
Right.
But.
And, like, it's not that weird to bring a guest. I almost said date. Maybe date.
A plus one to a funeral.
A plus one to a funeral. I don't think it's... Is that weird?
It's
because I wouldn't say it's a plus one, even though that's probably legally what it is.
Okay.
I guess I don't know funeral etiquette that well.
I don't think it's that weird, because I don't feel like funerals are usually like an invite. It's kind of an open invite situation.
What table are you sitting at?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like there's a guest list at the funeral. But I want to highlight a thing, which is that she mentioned her family.
Yes.
Being there. Which means that, like, she's like, I need support on this day. It's like, your family is here. You didn't need to bring your boyfriend also. She was not alone at the wedding. Her family was with her. And she did not actually clear the ex coming.
Okay.
She said she was coming and her family, and then the boyfriend showed up.
Uh-huh.
So then she did not clear the boyfriend coming.
I don't know, man.
So,
to the funeral.
So, okay, but did she clarify that she literally meant her family, meaning like her biological family?
Yes.
So that gets rid of the support aspect, partially.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's that weird, but everyone's calling her an asshole.
I think it's really wild to bring your new boyfriend to
a year and a half year, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Only two. So they started dating 6 months after they divorced.
Yeah.
And
it was 2 years ago. So a year and a half.
Yeah. A year and a half is like not that long.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you'd go to a funeral solo necessarily.
I agree with that too. Even if you go there with your, come on, like your mom or your weird aunt or your embattled sister or whatever, that's not the same as your boyfriend. And again, I'm coming from everyone here on the fucking, it was voted asshole, whatever. There's a lot of things.
Sometimes I don't always agree with that.
I don't always agree. I'm kind of saying, giving context of like, for my horrifically divorced family, like, I don't think it's that weird. That being said, I don't have anything to really pull from per se, even though I might, even though it was probably more to like, huh, Julie keeps bringing her roommate.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, her female roommate.
Let's not.
I kind of feel like if this guy caused the marriage to break up, which according to this, he didn't.
According to what we hear, he didn't.
If he caused the marriage to break up, yes, you are not allowed to bring him.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
But if he didn't, I kind of think you are. Like, unless he's directly responsible, I feel like it's been 2 years.
I guess, but okay, let's frame it this way, Tim.
Talk to me.
Your mom dies.
Oh, no.
We got divorced 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I roll up to your mom's funeral with my new boo.
Is he hot?
I mean, yeah.
No.
You're not mad? As long as
you're not like him.
I'm not like him. I'm just saying, you're mourning for your mom, and your ex shows up with their new person at the funeral.
I just don't think a year and a half is new.
It doesn't matter. 2 years is zero time, guys. 2 years ago was 2021.
Yeah. 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 All right. Let me do the math. My parents got divorced when I was like 12 or 13. And I'm trying to think of – so that means in about 3 years, we had my sister's graduation. And that was when everyone was together. And I think it might have been a little weird. But also, I would not call their divorce especially amicable.
Well, and that is my other question in this is she says the divorce was fairly amicable, but all their friends, she keeps mentioning all her former friends that have sided with him.
Yeah, but like.
Which gives me like, red flag, what's going on here?
True. Well, I don't trust friends. So,
wow.
And that's because I legally have to separate these questions into like a Marvel Cinematic Universe. Cause like it drives me fucking insane. Like the extent to which is like, okay, I did something completely reasonable. Not saying that this is, but like in general, these questions.
As an example.
Instead I got, or like someone did something crazy to me. And then all the time there's like a third person texting them, taking the insane person's side. Or dogging on the perfectly reasonable person consistently is what happens in these questions. Like the entire group chat is dogging on me for wearing suspenders to a funeral or some shit like that. So that's a partial aspect is I have to separate these former friends into the Reddit cinematic universe.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just read some comments from this person though. So she says, other than family, I didn't have anyone to go with. Almost all our mutual friends cut contact with me and kept contact with him.
Hmm.
Obviously, it's their right, but my family was my only option. And they were there. So she wouldn't have been alone at the funeral. I also, okay, honestly, frankly, I think it's a little weird she went to the funeral at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, it totally depends on the relationship, I think, between...
Because it sounds like she had not even talked to the mother-in-law, really. Yeah. Like, had barely been in contact with her there for the past 2 years.
So I will say, funerals are the weddings of death. That's all I've always said this.
Wow, that's so true.
And people get crazy. And there's a lot of things that
it's actually like even more, it's like more justified. And you can't even say anything about it, about like, because it's like, well, someone's dead. So like,
yeah, you kind of gotta like grain on a curve. But this is very much a situation where it seems like society disagrees with me and I don't get it. Because to me, it should be a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Informal, maybe? Where it's like, hey, anyone that this person's life, like, as a ghost, you want a lot of people at your funeral. So even though I don't know who the fuck
this guy is, the energy of them.
So like the more the merrier, I fucking say. But maybe that's me as a person that's on podcast.
You want all glory in your death. So you're just, Tim's like, we're trying to get the numbers up at my funeral.
When the fucking Caesar died, do you think that like Caesar was like, I don't know who that guy is. Fuck him. I don't know who that guy is. Why is he here?
Yeah, I just think it's true.
Like, I saw a comment that was like, your boyfriend doesn't know her. Why would he even come? That's insane to me. Like, to me, like, tangentially.
Yeah, that's not really valid.
When have I ever gone to a funeral because I wanted to?
That's fair.
And I don't know. I'm rolling my eyes a little bit. Because this just feels like hashtag society to me. It's like, you don't use this fork. You don't, say these words, which I don't mean the insane version of that, but right.
But like, you don't think this guy like might not love seeing his ex at his mom's funeral?
I think
it's not nice to go. I think it's not. You think nice it's not to nice the
for the ex-wife to go?
I don't think she should have gone at all.
I think
she should have sent some flowers of condolence or something nice and not shown her ass at the funeral.
Well, she cleared
especially not with the boyfriend.
So she cleared it, and she said it was
she cleared herself, not her boyfriend.
And her, and the other and thing that's interesting. Oh, she did clear her family.
Yeah, she cleared both of those, and not the boyfriend.
Why did the whole crew show up? If because that's my assumption is like it's weirder to me that like the extended family on her side came. If they didn't have a relationship. But the fact that they did makes me assume – and again, we're doing a lot of leaps of logic because you kind of have to, right? That's how it works. makes me assume that there is more of a relationship between all of them, in which case it's not as fucked up, in which case it's not that weird to have a plus one. Because the plus one is Hinky because, like you said, the bad vibes. And I do agree, yeah. It's safer. It's always safer to do whatever, right? In this case, don't go, don't bring your boyfriend, whatever. But in my opinion, if we take her for a word, which, very likely we can't, right? And there's a thousand worlds where obviously it's an asshole move to bring your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, generally speaking, I don't agree that it necessarily always is.
I don't think it's always an asshole move. I think in this case it was. It seems like it was.
She said she didn't have an affair. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, she also said that she did know this guy that she's now with before they got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's a full stranger, which I feel like kind of might make it worse, actually. Mm-hmm. If he was just a complete stranger versus if the ex knew who, like, knew him. It's like, oh, she's with this guy now. So we know.
It's like, I was going to go to the funeral anyways because I'm a friend of the family, but I'm dating you, so I don't know what to do.
I think she may have deleted some of her comments from the last time I looked at it, too, because I feel like there was more background on stuff where she did not look great.
Yeah, because, we've always said how lightly baffled we are by the am I the asshole responses. So it's like, that's not that weird, but I don't know. I agree with Michael. I think it would be weird to go to a funeral by myself.
But you're with your family. If you were there with your family.
Yeah.
It's not by yourself.
That's true. Yeah.
I just think it's not nice to on the day of my mother's funeral.
Yeah.
You're bringing your boyfriend.
Like, on the one hand, it's like, get over it. On the other hand, it's it's a funeral, so you don't want to do anything.
Like, it's that whole thing of, like, if you don't, put shit on the people who are, grieving. Sad, but it's like, bro, that's his mom.
Is she making this about herself?
That's what it feels a little bit to. Like, she's, all crying. Like, my ex-mother-in-law.
Yes. I will extremely give up the you're the asshole vibe of making it about yourself. Because it does have a whiff of that. But I think I'm almost approaching it just rationally. You know what I'm saying? if you guys don't mind if I get all rational.
Being logical.
Yeah.
Comfortable, but fine.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, for sure. I definitely do. I just feel like all the little details in this one are adding up to make me second guess this her version of the story.
I guess I'm like, when are you able to bring your new partner to your ex-partner's mother's? How long do they have to be together to make this right?
If they're married.
If they were married. I think if they were married, it would be different, honestly.
Mm. You can't. At that point, you can't be like, no, you can't bring your husband or whatever.
Right.
I agree with that. I think the fact that it's a boyfriend, it's only been 2 years since they separated. She said separated. She said divorced? I was curious.
She said divorced.
She said separated later, which made me be like, are you officially divorced?
They said amicable divorce.
Okay.
And I know.
Okay, maybe I'm being too skeptical. I don't know. Sometimes I just get a whiff of things and I'm like, I don't trust you. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm mostly more responding to the comments being like, you two are both fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the comments are all extremely in one direction. And it's like, okay, you guys are just piling on.
You guys are piling on. You're having a good time.
Some people are saying this.
I don't know. I mean, I've only dated one person. I haven't been to a ton of funerals, I'll say.
You haven't been to many of your ex's parents' funerals?
Right.
I haven't been to a funeral in quite a while. Knock on wood that it's – we keep not.
Yeah, because you didn't come to Florida during my
– I didn't. I didn't go to my grandpa's funeral either. That happened during COVID.
Damn.
It's just very sad.
Yeah. I don't know. It's – I was trying to think of the last big funeral I went to. And it's like, was there drama involved? Yes, there was.
There was.
But that was because people were trying to steal shit.
And also, wasn't someone wearing a gun at the funeral?
That was decades before.
That was a different funeral.
Yeah. But probably someone was there too. And the other drama.
I mean, Florida. It's Florida. Yeah. There's probably people there.
And there's people that are way too drunk to handle the funeral.
Ooh.
Awkward aisle me.
Fun times.
But I definitely am not so rational pilled that I can't see how sometimes you just gotta drop it when it's touchy situations.
Just imagine this poor guy at his mom's funeral and looking up to see his ex with the new boyfriend and just feel like that's gotta feel bad.
they mm-hmm. should definitely not like make out.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I'm so sad like, I need a kiss. Because, you know, it's also implied in the comments that this is the first time they met. Maybe. I don't know if it's implied in the comments. Anyways, but like that means she has to be like, this is my boyfriend, Greg.
Yes.
Over and over again.
Yes, to everyone. And they're like, okay. Like, yeah. It's just like looks weird. That's all.
Because like, I think we had like conversations like this when my dad started dating again. And it was like a situation, but it was like, it was so, what's I'm looking for? Arbitrary.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, you're bringing this girl to this volleyball game, to this church, to this, that, you know? Because sometimes I think people just want to talk shit. I think sometimes people deserve shit, even if the person talking shit is wrong. Chaotically, right? But I don't know. This doesn't seem that big a deal to me, but it clearly is not. This is one of the times that the Reddit comments make me question, as opposed to be like, you guys are fucking weird. Even though I do think that, but like it's breaking more into me, you know, a little bit, if that makes sense. Yeah. I'm curious what other people think.
Yeah, me too. No, because I was very like, this woman is so rock.
Yeah.
So, and you brought up things I hadn't thought about, so I'm curious what other people will think.
And like I said, I definitely agree. It's 1,000,000% safer to leave the boyfriend at home. Mm. And like you said, she had her family there. So that check box. But that being said, you know, people have weird anxieties now. So like, unless that she's driving with her parents, it's like that weird part. Like, I don't want to enter in alone. I don't know. It's complicated.
You make your parents like meet you.
There's a lot of ways to solve that for sure.
I don't know. I just keep thinking about the ex at his mom's funeral. It makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, but isn't it a gift to be angry?
That is true, because then everyone, you're going to get so much sympathy for it. Like, I cannot believe that bitch did that.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually kind of a gift to the ex. Like, honestly, it's like, Tim and I have talked about this a lot. Like, when someone, like, wrongs you so clearly, mm-hmm. it is kind of a gift. Because, like, mm-hmm. well, everyone knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So you did probably cause everyone to rally around your ex and love him a lot. So if that was your plan, good job.
You have a lot of former friends and now former family members. They have cut ties. One thing I just kind of thought about was like, if she cleared herself and her family, but specifically didn't clear her boyfriend, she knew in her head that it was weird, right?
So that's one thing. I think that comment got deleted. Oh. Like, because I think that got clarified. I remember reading it and it's not there now. Mm-hmm. So I might be wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering, but I feel, yeah, no, like, people are talking about it. So, yeah, I think she's been deleting comments.
Damn. Mm,
shady. Doesn't look good.
That's shady. Looks like you might have known this was an asshole move. And, that's the problem with these questions, right, is that, like, you never know to what extent the question asker is crazy. So we do sort of
Right. Because sometimes, like, people are just so clearly wrong and they, like, will not listen. It does kind of seem like the way she's writing is that she is willing to be like, maybe I fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, but I think she's just not seeing it very clearly, the situation, because she's inside of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we probably did it. Ended with a more, like, actual one. You guys ready to talk about things that made you happy this week?
Yeah.
I have one, I'm going to say.
We didn't record last week, so we have, like,
oh, that's true.
So many.
Tim and I watched the movie Bodies, Bodies, Bodies mm-hmm. this week, and I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was super fun. It has Amanda Stenberg in it, who was Rue in The Hunger Games. It's how would you describe? It's like kind of like a Zoomer like thriller horror movie.
Yeah, it gave me big Tucker and Dale versus vibes.
Yeah.
I think it's very good. You know, I could see why people wouldn't love it, but like, I think if you kind of enter it and deal with it on its own terms, it's very fun, very good. And the twist is really stupid.
I love the twist. I honestly, the more I think of it, I really like it.
Stupid complimentary.
Yeah. Cause like the setup of it is group of 20 something friends go to their friend's parents' like mansion out in the middle of nowhere to wait out a hurricane. And they play a game and shit happens.
Yeah.
Shit gets crazy.
Yeah. And like the hurricane hits, loses power. It's like, oh no.
And so it's like a lot of like the classic like horror. Yeah. Like, oh, we're running around in the dark.
And I think that's why it's good. It's because it's like, approach it as the classic horror. What would you do? And then take the entire movie as a whole and I think it's like really well done of like certain things they like sprinkle in. Cause you know, in all these plot points, it's like, oh, she went to her ex's funeral with a boyfriend. And that, you know, caused big deals. But like in the end, that doesn't have anything to do with it. So yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed it. So yeah, that was my, and then slight shout out to, unless you're going to talk about it, Yellow Jackets season 2. Yellow Jackets is back, guys.
Oh, how is it?
It's great so far.
Yeah. Did Nick talk about it? I forget.
I can't remember, but I went back and actually started rewatching the first season again because it's one of those that like definitely benefits for rewatching because it's a show that like reveals things as time goes on. You're trying to like put the pieces together. So like rewatching season 1 with the season 2 knowledge is like, oh, I'm seeing so many things now that I didn't pick up on before.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. My thing is a little game called Magic the Gathering Arena. You'll know this as a game that Michael and I have been addicted to off and on. Over the past like 5 years,
a chill just ran down my spine.
Tim is like, you're like really back in it now. I feel like he's got it up on his computer, on his iPad.
When you walked in, I was watching lore videos. actually, let me go a little more specific on the recommendation. So Magic Arena is the E version of Magic the Gathering. And the, did I close out on it? Where did he go? Where is he? No, but there's a so I don't know if right now is like better than other times to get into it. I have no real data to follow that, but I will say that there's like coming out later this month is like the conclusion to a 4-block story arc, and it has this faction called the Phyrexians, which are like bioengineering robot people, kind of. So like imagine a robot but made of skin and teeth and shit like that, and they're really cool and all that fun stuff, but I don't know, man. It's just Magic the Gathering is the second best game. It's in the top 3 of best games of all time of chess, Dota 2, and Magic the Gathering, and just seeing how they're able to come up with like these new and interesting ways for things to work. And Magic Arena has introduced a new format called Alchemy, which is basically cards that wouldn't work in paper versions, right? So, like, most of the official big cards that put a lot of their energy into have to work in paper, meaning go to the hobby store, buy a pack. This card has to be able to work if it's in that pack. Then on the Arena, they have ones that wouldn't work, you know, kind of like Hearthstone cards, I guess. But I guess since I wanted to point out specifically, there's a content creator named Spice8Rack. You know, sometimes people have gamer handles, start making YouTube, it blows up. Like, here I am. I'm Spice8Rack. Mm-hmm. He is what I call like a British dirt queer. he does like very leftist content creation, about Magic the Gathering, and it's not like a leftist take. It's just like I'm doing something interesting,
and I'm a leftist,
And I'm currently watching one right now, which is like about the Phyrexians and like this old guy that was like maybe started to them or was tied to them. And it's like, all right, we're going to go super deep into eugenics and the Nazis. Whoa. So super content warnings. And he's like, okay, I know obviously many people don't want to watch this. So here's a picture of a dog on screen, and you just need to skip forward to this timestamp. but he's really smart. He's really funny. And I suggest him. And Magic Arena, it's good. They update the beginner decks because you get beginner decks for free. And one of the weirdest things, given how like exploitative Magic can be from a money standpoint, is how good the beginner decks are. Mm. Like, they probably won't climb ranked, but you'll win games.
So you actually have like, you're not quite starting off on like very uneven grounds.
Yeah, yeah.
The starter decks are good, because that's like the only thing I've ever been like kind of like irritated, like, oh, like, but you can just like buy a good deck, but that seems to help address that.
And yeah, once you kind of learn Magic deeper, it's like, it's less like, oh, you just buy and win.
I know there's like way more strategy than that, but it's like you come up here with your like fancy ass deck and just like destroy someone.
Yeah It can be that way for sure, but Magic Arena. Awesome. Be careful. Maybe it's the opposite of recommendations.
Watch out.
I might have to do a rule of no iPad in bed, because I'll just keep
playing. The other night like 3:30 and he was still playing. And
whatever.
And I was like, young man, you need to go to sleep.
You can't
busted.
You can't end on a loss. And can I just say, fuck Blue Decks.
For mine, I'm going to do a little movie called Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition. Or whatever movie? It's called. No, just the movie. The D&D movie.
it was so good. We saw it together.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I honestly shocked. Really liked it.
I was shocked.
I was shocked, and I feel like I need to say it somewhere publicly.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
On the record. I feel like I keep seeing people in my, like, Twitter, like, circle, like, not my literal Twitter circles, but, like, I keep seeing people in my timeline who are not D&D heads be like, the D&D movie was really fun.
Yeah.
Because it's just fun. It's just fun, and it's got, it's a fun, you know, fantasy great movie. Production value.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks great. Yeah.
It, like, captures D&D in such a rad way of, like, here it is. It's like, here's the quest. Here's how the quest has to get spun out.
Like, oh, they're doing a skill challenge right now.
Yeah. Here's these lovable heroes. Oh, it's a found family.
Yes.
Yeah. So go check it out.
Yeah. We recorded a bonus episode for our Kickstarter, but we should probably release that. I think we're going to release it on the main feed on
Gabcast. That makes sense.
That's a good idea.
Kind of. Because we just recorded it because we're together less for the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Who knows? It was good.
I definitely recommend it.
See it twice so we get another one. I mean, it made a lot of money, but.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, I mean, like, it's a. It's a not Marvel movie. You know what I mean? Like, I think people are excited. Like, ooh, like an epic story that's not like part of some like huge like plot line that I haven't watched everything of.
Yeah. And that's another thing that they do is I like Googled a lot of the like big proper noun names and like, oh, they've been in the D&D lore for like 3 years. But, you know, they just treat it as the world.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. To, right. You don't need to know that to enjoy the movie.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to know Zaz Tam's freaking backstory.
But they did things in a way that, like, if you did know what it was, it's like, ah, it's that thing. But if you didn't, it was like, oh, this is just part of the world and it's fine.
Exactly.
And they didn't lean too much into the, like, oh, it's Maximilian's Earth and Grasp, guys. But if you know.
Right.
If you know what it
you
is.
Know you know. Then you there's a bunch of good shit coming out. So much so that Carly and I broke down and got unlimited movie passes. Because we feel like we can go to more than two movies. Over the next few months, and it'll be worth it.
Hell good luck.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us this week.
Oh, Nick's thing that made him happy this week was Easter eggs.
Yeah, it was Easter eggs. Yeah, and hiding them for all the children in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks guys for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter at AsterInternet. You can follow our editor, Steven, at @the_baddm. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter and let me know I'm right on my takes on this program at Tim Lanning.
You can follow me at Thrift Nerd.
You can find Nick at Arborist on Twitter.
What does the R stands for?
Rick. Rick Bristow. Until next week, sincerely, dear Internet.
I love Rick Bristow.